Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Behind the scenes. Behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just choning on the junkies. Yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ah ha 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 ha.
Welcome to episode 65 of Bit Season. I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
Two-man show as Drab is off this week for much-needed vacation, some R&R. I believe he's doing the old staycation at his house.
Yep, I've heard that as well.
He texted me. I can tell he's already bored with his vacation because he texted me yesterday and he goes, well, maybe 2 days ago, hey, Matt, give me something to watch on TV. So I know he's bored with those use 'em or lose 'em days, but he'll be back next week when we do our episode 66. But two-man show. Before we get started on today's show, we need to tell you about our sponsor, Don't Sleep. Mm. Don't Sleep on the Boys from Bit Season. Not only do we bring you this money podcast, we also carry the junkies every morning. How do we muster all the hype needed to pull this off? Don't Sleep energy drink, the official energy drink of Bit Season. Grab some yourself at don'tsleepenergy.com and check them out on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Don't Sleep contains premium ingredients, caffeine, taurine, B group vitamins. Use the promo code BITTIES for 10% off every order. That's every order at don'tsleepenergy.com. I know recently they're on Amazon. If you type Don't Sleep in Amazon, you'll be able to find them. And we really appreciate our biddies supporting our sponsors. I know they love it, and it shows you how much that our biddies really enjoy our show too. And it means a lot to us.
It does.
And also for the support.
They're hilarious on social media. Don't Sleep has a hilarious Twitter account.
I get sliced for all their workout things that they post. It makes me feel like a loser when I see some dude doing a pull-up and he has 100-pound strap to him.
I know. Them in the high school football, too. Like, I'm getting kind of sized for this. Like,
we talk a lot about our glory days in high school.
I know.
It's a perfect sponsorship.
I know. So they fit right in. It's the mac and cheese.
How was your Christmas? This is our post-Christmas show, post-Christmas holiday extravaganza for episode 65.
Well, let me just start by saying this.
Hey.
Christmas is overrated. I'm going to say this now, and it just is overrated now.
Overrated.
Overrated to the max.
Why do you say it's overrated?
One, I will say
Christmas kind of snuck up on me this year.
It did.
I did not feel like the pre-Christmas hype.
I didn't
everything
either.
Everyone was usually in.
That too. But then also, like growing up, you have no expectations for Christmas. You just have to show up.
Bro, how old are you now?
I'm 23.
Okay, 23. Still, I lose track of everyone's age around here.
I know.
I'm telling you, it's as soon as you hit, 21 after that, Christmas is a decline every single year.
And it is. And everyone, and this is what I was talking with Grant about this yesterday.
You're at the crossroads. You're no longer in this gift getting phase. Now all
and
of
that
a sudden
sucks.
Now everyone's turning to you to give yeah. them something.
I know.
You're in the transition period. It sucks. It sucks because 23, you have younger cousins and family members that they have their hand out looking for a iTunes gift card,
yeah,
or Amazon gift card, and you haven't started making any real money yet.
I can tell you that. So,
and they don't realize that. They just say, "Oh, Ryan's older. Give me something."
Exactly. And so I don't have younger cousins, but I have cousins with younger kids, and that. I love them. I love them. But oh my God, man, they are a handful with some of these kids. And I know I was that kid as well. I think we all were, where it's like, they're like asking where their president is. And I'm like, listen, buddy, you're not getting crap.
Well, the combination of free crap and sugar cookies is the worst combo ever for like an 8 year old.
I know. It's so many of those, by the way.
You know what? You got me thinking about something. This is the worst part about being older and Christmas time is that you have to pretend Santa Claus is real.
It's so bad.
And sometimes it's hard being an actor, because sometimes you might slip out of character. You might say something you don't realize. It's butt hard to pretend Santa Claus is real.
I know, and it sucks all the time, because especially when I have all these little brats running around, like, I want to do is tell them that Santa is fake. Like, just to see.
No. I don't want to ruin their childhood. You see, that's the thing. You can't do that, because you cannot be responsible for ruining a kid's childhood.
That's true. You don't want to do that.
You'll never live that down. And if that kid goes and their life is ruined because they found out Santa Claus is fake, you're going to be the reason they hate life.
Well, that's true too. But also the oldest one of them is starting to get at that age where he's catching on. And so he told me, like, so I asked him after he's just beating me up all day. He's asking me, he's like, what did you get from Santa? I'm like, oh, Santa didn't get me anything this year. I'm like, I don't know why. And then he was like, well, I know Santa's fake. And I'm like, no, he's not. What do you mean? He's like, there's something called Google, dummy. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm like, these kids are just like menaces right now. Just Googling.
How old is he?
He's like 10 years old. Because he's got a school-issued laptop. He's like Googling, is Santa real? And he comes up with all these articles that are like, no.
Around 10 is kind of when you figure it out.
It kind of is, I guess. I mean, he's like, what, fourth grade? Like, honestly, I think that's a little old.
I know, but like, I caught myself 10 million times in front of my niece going, what are you getting? Gifts? Oh, Santa hasn't come yet, or something like
that. Yeah.
And then you got to explain why Santa's on TV and everything. And everything. Like, we're watching football on Christmas Eve, and she sees Santa in the stands, and she's going, Santa, Santa, Santa.
Like,
and,
yeah.
and then they go, oh, that's a fake Santa. Yeah. The real Santa is flying around right now.
And then you have to explain to them, well, why is it a fake Santa? And then it's just like, okay, come on. What are we doing here at this point? I just feel like
the best the best invention, though, to help with this is the Santa tracker.
Oh, yeah.
The Santa tracker is hot with kids.
That is.
And it takes a lot. I think it takes a lot of pressure off the parents, because now you have a computer backing your fake story.
Yeah, that's true, too. And all these kids, I believed in it myself as a kid. Like, I remember when I was like probably 8, that was when like the Santa tracker was real. And I never had
a Santa tracker.
I loved the Santa tracker. I was all in on the Santa tracker. But now I use it as like a tool to like get the kids to bed, because
he's coming. You better.
Yeah,
get to bed.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's the biggest help ever. But so you wanted to ruin your little cousins.
I outstepped my boundary there. I don't think I wanted to ruin it, but here's why. I was really flustered. So on Christmas Eve, at a no surprise, I got a little too drunk for a family function. And I actually ended up spilling a drink all over the table. It was bad. I got a little drunk.
You know, was it like your immediate family?
Yeah. Oh, no. It was like an entire family. But like, I was the one.
You're the guy.
I was the guy. But here's my thing. I was, because I didn't eat all day.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
I had like three big drinks. And then all of a sudden I was hammered. And so I was just
you like. Look like like an eggnog guy.
Yeah. No, I love eggnog. Yeah,
you know, if anyone gave eggnog vibes off, it's you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, like sugary milk.
It looks like you have cream oozing from your pores. Yeah.
I love eggnog, and that's exactly what I was doing. Eggnog with Jim Beam, and it just
that's a classic.
I know. It just got out of hand.
It's a trash classic right there.
I know. White trash, baby. I love it.
Well, do you ever think that maybe like an uncle like got too drunk and slipped up in front of a little cousins and said,
Of course.
Talked about Santa.
Yeah, of course. I'm pretty sure it's probably happened to me.
Probably you.
Like, I mean, I was definitely one of those guys. So, like, I was so intrigued with Santa when I was drunk. Like, I was like, what are you guys going to get for Santa? Like, what are you asking for Santa? What are you leaving out for Santa? And they were showing me all the cookies and carrots. And I was like, Santa doesn't like carrots because your boy was going to be eating the cookies.
Well, it's just so funny. Because when my niece for Christmas, she got like a Hot Wheels, not a Hot Wheels, but like those cars that you drive around.
Oh,
in.
So sucks. I know. Yeah, it's such a great toy.
Spoiled.
Such a great toy.
And then I was like, man, if I was a kid, I would love that. Yeah. Now I'm 35 years old and I'm fist pumping when my mom gives me new underwear.
Yeah, I know. I swear.
And I got laundry detergent, new underwear, and scratchers. And I was happy for the entire day.
I got 4 new tires for my car. And honestly, that was a great gift. That is an amazing gift.
Hey, were the tires literally under your tree? Or
no, they gave
you like a picture of a tire from Costco?
It was like 2 weeks ago, they put them on my car. I didn't even notice. And they told them, like, oh, we got you four new tires. So I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, there you go. But I'm glad you had a good Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of Christmas, on the show that we did after the Junkies Christmas show, you told this incredible story about a hookup.
Yes.
Basically, producer Holy Grail that any 20-some-year-old producer dreams of.
Yes, it was a dream.
Is there any kind of update with you and your friend?
My friend. Yes, there is an update. And she was honestly fascinated by the show because she was familiar with Bit Season.
So
we have a new biddy, I think. But yeah, there was one takeaway.
Oh, yeah. One takeaway.
Matt Valdez.
Matt
Valdez.
I know.
You got yourself in a little bit of trouble.
All right. Does she not understand I'm trying to entertain people?
She does. I talked her down. I talked her. She was fine with it. She was
Hold on,
like,
what was she so mad? Was she mad about all the age jokes?
Yeah. But she
taking her teeth out.
Yeah. She thought the one with oh my gosh, I'm blanking on it. Cause she just wasn't thrilled with the whole age thing, but it's fine. I talked to her. She was fine with it. She understands the show. So I told her, I was like, it's a joke. It's a comedy show.
Good for you. I'm glad you talked her down.
I talked her down.
You know what? It shows she really likes you.
She does.
She's willing to put up with my dumb, crass sense of humor.
I know. I got a call on Monday morning from her, and I was like, oh no. Boy. And that's what I did. I was like, okay, this is not going to be check up my Christmas. This is going to be
She called. She didn't text.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yeah.
No, I'm still in the doghouse.
And so, yeah, she just told me, like, I asked her what she thought of the show because I did tell her, I was like, I told her about Bit Season. She was familiar with it, but.
Well, I'm glad that you did because it showcases your talents.
It does, yes.
And that's gonna get her extra turned on for you.
Yeah, she's gonna love my laugh.
She's gonna love your laugh, your sense of humor. She's think you're so witty and funny.
And then here, I just thought about this now. You know how I used the advantage of our 2-part show, only a 2-man show before I hooked up with the 63-year-old back in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Your boy's on a 2-man show the week after. She's gonna think I'm a star.
Hey, you're gonna be sending this out to every granny.
So many. She's gonna think I'm a star.
Claire's gonna be outside of a retirement home. All right, with his demo. All right. Like he's on in the middle of Brooklyn handing out demos to everybody that passes by. All right. He's gonna be handing out burned CDs of this episode.
She's gonna love it. I know. They're gonna love it.
Hey, you know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should do a live show. A live show like we did for JPO at a retirement home. And then we can do an in-person dating game.
Hey, I've been up for this. I want to do a bachelor show for moms. For your boy. I'm leaning into this.
Hey, this is not a bad idea.
See?
Like a match game type thing.
I like it. Because I feel like we've got enough female listeners to make it happen. I feel like. On the Junkies or Bit Season.
Yeah, we have older women.
We got
some. What would be some of the questions? You would ask them, you would say, what was your first concert you've gone to?
Would I be the one asking the questions?
Yeah, of course, because you're doing the match game. So you're asking these older women questions.
She's like, all right. John Denver back in the 70s. Yeah. Hey, that's my wheelhouse right there. Hey,
you might propose if one of these ladies goes, I was at the original Woodstock.
She'd be a keeper.
You might propose on site.
I would. I'm telling you, these girls, this is what it is. It's a strictly business decision going for the older woman. They got welfare, man. And they got their W-9s, whatever the hell that's called.
Hold on. You're doing this because you basically want to be taken care of like they're your mommy.
I mean, this is
kind of creepy.
It's a thought. It's being a sugar son or whatever. A sugar son.
Would she be your sugar mama?
She'd be my sugar mommy. That would be kind of...
Yeah. The way that rolled off your tongue.
I thought about it once or twice.
Effortless.
Yeah, I've thought about this once or twice. I've talked about it with people in these confines.
I don't know. Maybe that's something we can set up is we can do a live show from a retirement home. And then also we'll do a dating game.
See, I like it. I like this idea. Your boy is into the older woman. They're so much fun.
We'll make a note about that. And when the off season comes, when bit season's really here in the summer,
when
we're in the dog days of summer,
yes,
we'll set up something.
Well,
like
I
that.
I think we could do that. It could be a Junkies oriented too. It could be.
Of course,
we could do this.
Of course, I mean, you're kind of part of the show. You're a tertiary character now.
Thanks.
After your Lisa Ann hijinks.
Yes.
You know what, Biddies, please remind us when we get into the dog days of Nats baseball and Clary can't do his Locked On podcast anymore. It is the same boring topic over and over and over again.
How do you feel about the Juan Soto trade?
Yeah, please remind me to set up some sort of old lady dating game.
I think we can do that because I'm already a little steamed up for it just for the possibilities.
One thing I wanted to get to Junkie centric that happened this week. I know, yes, it's a two man show and I know it's been Carson Wentz-a-palooza nonstop the last couple days. But we unearthed a nugget and Eric has deemed himself the Fire King. I forget his other nicknames, but he is now officially, and I don't know how long this will last, he is the man of leisure when it comes to the Junks. He's the official leisure king. I don't know what other moniker you want to say, but man of leisure, Eric Bickle. And when he outlined his day yesterday,
I think
there were thousands of people punching their steering wheel hearing about his day.
Just sitting there in rush hour traffic in the morning. And AB's like, I get home at 11 o'clock and I don't know what to do with my day. And I'm like, good Lord, man. That is the life.
He cataloged the day. And honestly, what it sounds like he's just counting down the hours until he can pour until he can pour whiskey.
Play pickleball.
Yeah. Although he said this kind of tongue in cheek, but I kind of agree with him, where he goes, my entire life, I just figured out a way to not do anything.
And
I started thinking about his life and I go, well, his wife chauffeurs him around.
Mm-hmm.
She takes care of the accounting, the household finances. She
cooks dinner for them.
Cooks dinner. I mean, Eric cooks dinner every now and then, but she's the main cook. Mm-hmm. She fixes everything around the house. And I started thinking, I go, God damn it, he did this. Yeah, How did he do this?
He's got the life, man. And then plus a new media room, too, that he brags about.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, what's the baker donk?
Which one?
The televangelist.
Oh,
the guy that has like the barrels for John Baker, Jeff Baker, something Baker.
They had their own like cooking line. John Baker, I want to say.
But he kind of reminds me of a televangelist.
Okay.
Where you know, he does this performance. All right.
Puts on his act.
Yeah, puts on his act. Gets paid handsomely.
Yep.
For his talent and skill. And then all of a sudden, he goes and he does it when he needs more money.
Yeah, no. Right? He's got the life. I was listening to that and I'm like, damn, like that is really, the life.
It didn't make me angry. It made me like
jealous for me.
Yeah, like envious. Yeah. Like, how do I do that?
I know.
Right?
I mean, here's the thing. Like, at least for me, I work shorter days as well, but not that short.
No. Our job here's it. Our job is just, it's different.
Yes.
It's hard to explain.
Yes.
It's different. And, you know, honestly, like when we leave the studio, it's not like the day's over.
No.
You're constantly thinking.
Of topics.
Your brain's just never turning off.
Yes.
Eric found a way to turn his brain off.
I know.
That sounds so stupid.
No, but it's so true though. Like he just says the way he describes it. He just goes home. He has no responsibilities.
He goes, I went home, I listened to my favorite podcast, and then he said he took an underwear nap, which I really appreciate him.
I love that.
The fact that he's climbing in bed in his undies and taking a 2-hour nap. And then worked out so he could reward himself with Blantons later.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I mean, that is literally the life that I dream to live every single day. And when I was listening to that, I was just trying to think, I'm like, exactly what you were doing. How the hell can I get that?
How did he pull this off?
I know, because I don't have that switch.
No. It's not about the switch, because everybody's dream is to work less, make more.
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically the American dream.
It's the American dream.
Is how do I cut these corners and still be successful? Eric could have a symposium about about his life, and I guarantee you people would buy a ticket for it.
I would.
Yeah. I actually wanted to corner him today and say, Eric, how do I be like you?
Yeah, yeah.
I want everything you have. How do I do this? How do I fall forward in my life?
I know. No, like, here's the thing. Eric might be the most interesting character here in the station. Like, I just want to know. I want to know what he does. Like, I just want to be a fly on the wall on EB's day sometimes.
Well, that,
like, it's like a great intro. Like, he is just, he has so much interest.
But at the end of the day, after he described that day, like that sounds cool and it's relaxing.
Course.
But wouldn't you want to blow your brains out because it sounds so boring?
I mean, okay, it does sound a little boring. But then again, I'm kind of a boring guy. I'm sitting around in my media room taking a nap with my undies on. I mean, God knows what else he's doing. He's probably just having a great old day. I would love to have that life. I mean, we all know what I'd do.
I think I know what you'd be doing. It's funny. But also, speaking of Eric, what did you think I was kind of on point? Because I have noticed that he has been very he's been enjoying the free things.
The freebies, like with the Georgetown stuff, the Maryland.
Have you noticed he's been angling a lot more lately than he has been?
He has been. I have noticed that as well. And I think it was actually.
I think he's in a kind of like a state of euphoria from the drinking show that we did.
And then when
we were kind of like every hour, just like giving the guys new stuff,
toys.
So I think maybe he's a prisoner of the moment.
Yeah, I get that.
And, you know, he's kind of like, ooh, I'm still getting stuff. And then all of a sudden, you know, a bottle of Blanton shows up. you know what I mean?
So
I think he's kind of in that mindset.
I mean, like, of course, I just think that's how they are. Like, he just gets a little slice for some freebies. I get that. Like, I'm the first one that'll grab a freebie. I'm here for all free shirts.
I love free stuff.
I love the free stuff. Also, I was so bitter. There was a Nike bag that you guys had the other day, and someone else took that. It was supposed to be mine.
Hold on, what?
There was a Nike bag. I don't know.
From the Wizards?
I think it might have been. I don't know. But
really?
It
who
was,
took it?
I don't know. I don't know who took it.
Speaking of taking things.
Oh, no.
All right. I want to tell you something I noticed.
Oh, no. All right. Okay.
All right. I got done taking down all of the decorations in the studio today.
Uh-huh.
I figure it's been long enough, and I knew JP would get antsy about all the lights on the. I could see it. I could see it on his face. So I wanted to get rid of all
settle
of it before.
The mood. Yeah,
settle the mood. I didn't feel like getting yelled at about leaving lights on and the studio decorated and everything. But I have a bin where I keep all the lights, and I'll take it to my car. But I noticed, and I have it sitting in Drab's office.
Oh, no.
All right. You know what's missing from Drab's office?
Oh, the fleshlight.
The fleshlight.
No.
The fleshlight is missing from his office.
Hey, you know who's missing this week, too? Drabby T-shirt.
he thought he was so slick.
I know.
He thinks he is so slick, and that he got one over on us.
He
leaves his office unlocked. No one really goes in there. And sometimes I need to grab headphones for a guest. And like I said, I keep my bin in there.
Yeah.
And I think he was the last man out on Friday's show.
He was.
Before he was had his long vacation. All right. And I swear, I guarantee you, he took that fleshlight and he hid it in his coat, his jacket, all right, zipped it up, all right, and walked ashamed down to his car. All right, he's telling the valet to pull his car around when he's got a fleshlight glued to his body, tucked in his shirt.
And all this guy was saying was like, Ryan, it's yours. Take it. That was him playing to himself, hoping that I wouldn't take it. Drab's got the fleshlight.
It was gone, and then I say, oh, thank God, Clary finally took this dumb thing.
No.
And then I go, Clary's smart enough to not just rummage through Drab's office like this.
I saw it sitting there.
It was sitting there. Next to the cookies.
Yeah, I know. I do that too.
Talk about a pleasure combo. Yeah, right?
No.
You got a cookie in one hand, a fleshlight in the other. There's so much serotonin seeping through your brain there.
I know. So Drab has the fleshlight.
Yeah. He that little weasel.
Yeah, I know. He took the fleshlight. He's probably at home spanking it at 12 o'clock on a Tuesday.
He's pumping off on Jesus' birthday with a fleshlight. Yeah.
He's like, hey, you guys should go to the park. Daddy's got a meeting.
He got his daughter's pogo sticks or something. Something with her outside. Yeah. And he's racing up to his golf room. Yeah, fleshlight.
that's an awesome gift. Whoever got the fleshlight, shout out to them.
You know what, Drab? You think?
I thought about this too.
I want all of our biddies to tweet at Drab right now.
Yes.
Tweet them today after you listen. Say, I know what you're doing.
At Drab T-shirt. Hey,
do you think?
We know.
Ask you a question. Do you think he's going to try and put it back?
Like, after it's used, and he's gonna try to.
Well, no, not like.
All right, yeah, he'll clean it off.
Like he'll know that it's gone missing. Like we'll notice that it's gone missing.
Yeah. Now, okay, I do think that, but do you think he's gonna play it off as if someone else stole it?
No.
Well, I mean,
actually, that might be. No, I feel like Drab's an honest guy. I feel like if you confront him about it.
That's true.
He would give you the truth.
He's going to know. He's going to know that we know that the fleshlight is missing. But then again, what if it was someone else?
That's very true.
But then again, like Drab, no one really goes through, like obviously no one goes through his office. No,
the weekend people go through his office because they know that if they don't have headphones, we have headphones stored in there.
Okay.
That's why.
Okay.
And then I could see someone who's board hopping on the week. I can see John Lindsay grabbing it.
Right. He's like, what's this?
He's Riley Reed. Funny. I did notice that. And
it makes for a good tinfoil hat theory.
Yeah.
I mean,
we love speculating on this show.
I know.
One more thing to speculate.
We're investigators out here.
When we come back, we need to go over a couple things. One, we talked about the bathroom and how it's become a sanctuary to some people. And also, I want to talk about Glass Onion, not necessarily the Netflix show, but how Kate Hudson's back.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 65. I texted Drab T-shirt during our little break right there. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, the Fleshlight is missing from your office. Would you like to make an official statement? So if he calls back or texts back with an official statement, mm-hmm. we will jump in and bring it to you. Breaking news, Bit Season breaking news.
That would be big.
Yeah, because I want to get his side of the story, or maybe Drab can take this entire time to think of an excuse.
And I'm thinking it's that, because that's my tinfoil hat theory, because I texted him earlier today and he was quick on the response.
Oh yeah.
And all of a sudden
this would be very Drab. I will say this speculation, then mm-hmm. we'll let it be. It wouldn't be impossible for Drab to rush order a Fleshlight to his house and then beat me to work on Tuesday to put it back in his office in the drawer and be like,
what are you talking about?
Be like, what are you doing? It was in the drawer. I didn't want to leave it out. I didn't want to leave it out and have someone take it. That would be very Drab T-shirt. That's very on brand. Because he's very shameful in his sexuality.
I know. So we're going to wait for that statement, because I think that's going to provide a lot of content.
I can't wait for that content.
I know. I'm praying for this.
I wish we didn't let the cat out of the bag, because I would have loved to interrogate him.
Yeah. Yes.
And get his initial reaction. Now he has time to practice. Mm-hmm. He has time to work on his acting.
He does.
It's like O.J. Simpson. You know what I mean? He has time to work the lie detector.
I know. So I have a feeling he's going to get back here soon. He'll be like, "What are you talking about?"
He's going to play dumb. He's going to plan his response.
Uh huh.
Because Drab is very calculated. Like
he is. I
know him, and I don't put it past him ordering another one, rush delivering it to his house, and then getting here like at 4:30 on Tuesday when he comes back, and then placing it in the drawer in his office and going, "What are you guys talking about?" It's here the entire time.
I know. That would be great.
That's just my theory.
We'll wait.
Speaking of sexuality.
Okay.
On the topic, I have been crowing about Kate Hudson and the Glass Onion movie, the Netflix drop, the mm-hmm. Knives Out story, I guess sequel, part two, whatever you want to call it. Pete Haley has echoed my same sentiments.
Yes.
I was on the Kate Hudson is looking hot bandwagon first. I just want to put that out there. Get the EB self back patter out. Mm-hmm. There's the scene, if you've seen Glass Onion. And if you haven't, what are you doing? It's fun. I don't know. Take 2 hours out of your life and watch it. Where she's walking in like slow-mo across this luxurious pool in the hottest bikini I've ever seen in my life. All right. With a matching hat and like some sort of like pool outfit.
Yeah.
Like a sarong.
Something like that. Yeah.
Whatever. Like a coverall type thing. But it's not really covering all.
Yeah, it's not.
With music playing in the background. And I just want to say, I apologize to Kate Hudson because we've gotten, as a society, we've gotten so into like big plastic butts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fake.
All that stuff.
All that.
The lip filler.
Botox. I'm sure she had some work done.
Some work.
All right. But she is an American beauty. All right. That's the only way to describe her, as an American, as iconic American beauty. Because when you're looking at her, all right, she doesn't have this big Brazilian bubble butt.
No.
All right. She doesn't have these boobs bouncing all over the, like, you know what I mean? Like she's in Baywatch. Yeah. She looks hot.
She's your simple one.
She's simple.
I know. And I get sized. And also, when we were talking about
it's simple back, Claire. Yeah, it's simple back.
Simple's back, I think.
Do you think we've gotten so desensitized to like these massive 40-inch asses and like double G boobs that we all of a sudden, it's cyclical. It's like fashion. All right. Natural's back, baby.
I think you're on to something, actually. I swear. Because also, let me just say this also. I haven't seen this movie yet, but I've heard a lot about it and I've read a lot about it. And
I want you to take 5 seconds out of your life and watch this scene.
I will. We're talking before the show or before we're recording this, and you were asking me if I've seen it. I'm like, no, I haven't. But my friend showed me this one scene of Kate Hudson
He
showed me the scene because he thought he was so sized for her. And that's what it all came down to. That's the whole moral of the story.
How old is Kate Hudson?
She's
got to be in her 40s now, right?
I would say 44. I can double check on that. But just looking at this scene and seeing
I felt like you, because I'm fawning over this 40-year-old woman. 43-year-old woman.
No, I'm kidding.
too young for you, Claire. Yeah. Kate Hudson said, "Hey, Claire, I want to go out with you." Say, "Hey, get 10 years on you."
Yeah, I need you to age like wine.
Yeah, I need you to age 10 years. Yeah.
But I mean, like, yes, of course, obviously, Kate Hudson is a smoke show. And yes, I would. But then again, this scene.
Do you think I'm on to something about how she looks naturally beautiful?
She does. God. Like, I just pulled up the picture now, and oh my God. Holy, I mean,
I think my is going to hit the console right here.
Yeah, big old thump there. Yeah,
what do you think that thump is? I've become so obsessed with this one scene. And it's a 5 second scene. The movie's 2 hours and 20 minutes.
I know.
But the 5 second scene, just for whatever reason, I'll watch it just for this.
I get sized.
I was reading about her diet.
Okay.
All right. All right.
What does she do?
All right. Number one, she stopped drinking alcohol. Yeah. All right. So you want to look like Kate Hudson? No more alcohol. All right. That stinks.
Yeah, I know.
And then she said she was eating watermelon, cucumber, and feta.
What?
That's all she ate for her meals. I think all women should do this, this diet if it makes you look like Kate Hudson.
We got to bring simple back. She's got it. She's got it, whatever it is. Because I'm looking at this now. I'm getting more steamed up over here.
I know, but am I going too crazy for her about this?
I don't think so at all. Like, okay, I'm not going to lie. I was never a Kate Hudson mark.
See, that's the thing. Neither was I. Like, she was hot and almost famous, right? When she's Penny Lane.
Of course.
I'm trying to think of what other Kate Hudson movies. She was in like some, wasn't she in the like Fool's Gold?
She's been in so many at this point.
She's a rom-com girl, and she was always like that wholesome, and maybe that has something to do with it too, where she was never this, besides Almost Famous, she was never like this party girl type persona. She was always the wholesome rom-com girl.
Bride Wars was the big one she was in. I love that movie. I'm sorry, that was a little out there, but still, I mean, yeah, it's probably a shock to some, but I'm looking at it. I think that's
the turnaround. Is her strutting her stuff by the pool in Glass Onion.
It's that sex appeal.
Remember in high school and college when you had some girl and she dressed like a tomboy. She always wore jeans.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden she shows up to like homecoming
in
or
a
the
dress.
Prom in a dress. You're like, holy crap. Yeah, I didn't realize you looked like that.
I know.
It's the same kind of vibe that I got from Kate Hudson. When
That's
she's walking
point.
Through, I go, holy crap, I didn't realize how hot you were.
Yes. That is actually a great point. Because I didn't think of it like that, but
yeah, she looks like in any when you think about her and she's doing all these interviews, she's like doing the talk show circuit and everything. You look at her, you think like, oh, that's like my cool sister. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I know Drab's the incest one. I know. I kind of slipped up.
Okay.
But I'm just saying. You know what I mean? She looks like she'd be your friend.
Yes, right? I get it.
And then
I get it.
All of a sudden, she pulls her clothes off and walking in that bikini.
Like this chick's a smoke.
Yeah. Yeah. You go, holy f.
Yeah. No, I. Also, this is going to be like my this minor detail, the color on her.
That color
is silly. Like, I don't know what color that is. It's orange, some type of orange.
It's like looked like a burnt orange, but not really a burnt orange.
Yes, it's kind of like
it's hard to describe. It's like a pumpkin almost. Except,
yes, exactly.
Except duller.
Yeah, except better.
And also, this is why I'm trying to bring Kate Hudson back. This is why I'm stumping for her, and I'm calling her the Smoke Show of 2022. She came in, she stole Smoke Show 2022 award.
All right.
But this is why I'm stumping for it so hard, is because I want iconic female scenes to make a comeback. Right. You know, in Shawshank Redemption when Andy Dufresne has like Raquel Welch on his wall, and then he has like the Marilyn, I don't know if it's Marilyn Monroe, but it's another girl for iconic scene.
I know what you're talking about.
Where she like flips her hair back. That's what I'm trying to bring back. I'm desperately trying to have sexy women scenes in my movies.
Hey, Kate Hudson nailed this. I'm not gonna like. I'm just all right.
I actually think she should get an Oscar for that.
If people have noticed, like I've just kind of been mesmerized by this photo. I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting steamed up over here. Like I gotta stop.
She also does see, and she actually also looks hot when she does her rainbow dress twirl in the movie. All right, but that gets overshadowed by her bikini scene. I obviously I've watched this movie too much. I apologize for droning on and on about it, but it's been stuck in my head, and I really wanted to just share my thoughts.
And I share your thought too. I think Smoke Show of the Year award.
I was so it just came out of nowhere.
It did.
Like I didn't expect her to wear something like that. And also, and actually, that's why it's so hot too. It's because she's 43 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she's in a movie with the smoke show from Outer Banks.
Yep.
All right.
Which sucks. That sucks.
All right. So she's with some 21-year-old and she uh-huh. has the confidence to walk around a pool in a bikini like that.
Oh,
that's hot.
I know.
That confidence is hot.
I know. And oh gosh, the Outer Banks guy, he kills it for me.
No, the girl, what's her name?
Sarah. Oh, I know. The
John B.
But still, Kate Hudson.
Oh yeah,
she stole the show.
She did. All right, that's my. That's enough of me fawning over Kate Hudson. Thank you for putting up with it. One other thing I wanted to get to mm-hmm. was mentioned on the show. I think it was mentioned on Monday.
Yep.
But there's a study that talks about how adults are using the bathroom as their getaway. Eric mentioned that his wife, Dina, goes to the bathroom to literally just play on her phone.
Yep.
She'll be in there for 20, 30 minutes at a time.
JP's kid as well, older son.
Yeah, but let's be honest.
Yeah, JP.
JP, could you be more clueless about what's going on in that bathroom of yours?
Like, sometimes I hear noises and I'm like,
yeah, what kind of noises?
That's a climax, man.
Yeah, you know, he's watching Kate Hudson too.
Yeah, I remember those
but
days.
He's doing something different.
Yeah, he's turning that fan on, turning the shower on.
Yeah. He goes, you know what? My son's taking the longest showers ever.
He's so clean.
Yeah. Because he's pumping one out.
Yeah. I was listening. And then, of course, EB's son as well. I mean, let's be honest. We've all been in that stage.
Come on. Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, we've all been there.
Yeah. That's the new bit.
Yes.
You can't lock your bedroom door. If you lock your bedroom door, then everybody knows what's going on.
Exactly.
And you can't risk anyone barging in.
I know.
So what do? You go to the bathroom.
Because no one barges in the bathroom. No. And no one's going to know. You just think you're... I mean, I will say.
Well, that's why the bathroom's the most perfect place. Well, not just the perfect place to do that, but it's the perfect privacy time. It's because mm-hmm. nobody checks on you, like, if you're in the bathroom for too long.
Yes.
Like, nobody's knocking on your door going, hey, are you okay in there? People just let you go in there and handle your business.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot more business being held down. I mean, like, I could say myself, like, going to the bathroom. I will say, like, I am a big bathroom guy, even at work. Like, I'll go at 4 o'clock. That's usually my routine. 4 o'clock break. I'm going to be going to the bathroom, sit in there. That's usually when I take my dump. And then I just sit there on my phone. And that's just kind of my bit. But I do it for like 6 minutes.
So, like, it sounds like just like nobody's rushing to get back to what they're doing.
They're
taking that time as their time.
Yes.
Not only is it poop time, it's reflecting time.
Yeah. It's catch up on Twitter time or Candy Crush time. I do play a little Candy Crush on my phone. It's a game. Just
I know what Candy Crush is.
I know.
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush is addicting.
There's multiple people I know that are addicted to Candy Crush.
Yeah, no. Fabby Bird as well. Fabby Bird is a great one. I know, you're giving me
Fabby
a look.
Fabby Bird.
Fabby Bird is addicting. I'll show you after the show. Fabby Bird. It's a great game. What? It's so simple. You just tap on your phone. But that's beside the point.
Do you think, honestly, it's people are just addicted to their phone so much that they just want to sit there and look at it in peace?
Because
sometimes it's not very social to have your phone out staring at reels or whatever you're
doing. That's true.
And you know what I mean?
That's true.
You're not really giving anyone your attention. So this is your way to stare at your phone and go through everything without feeling like a garbage human being.
Yeah, that's true.
I would actually argue that you're more of a garbage human being if you're staring at your phone with a turd in the bowl.
Yeah, that's me. It's just like all the smell, like, is just raisin.
Wouldn't you feel like an awful person if, you know what I mean, you got to put your phone down to go clean up?
Okay, that's true. I mean, like, okay, I kind of do. But then again, like, all right, specifically to this building, there's people who leave grumpies in those toilets all the damn time over there. Like, when you just walk in, there is no worse feeling than that when I'm going in there to have my time of leisure.
I'm not saying I don't use my phone or I'm not looking at my phone, but I don't know. I think it's weird. I have a fear of dropping it.
Okay, yeah, I've done that. Yeah. I've had that.
I have that fear, and then honestly, I do sit there, but a lot of the times I'm not just on my phone dilly dallying around. But I don't like how using your phone on the toilet has become so common that you hear people going high score, or you hear people playing YouTube videos and stuff like that.
Or Instagram reels. That's my thing. When I'm on the toilet, I'm going through Instagram reels.
You hear TikToks.
TikToks all the time. And also, like,
you hear the same dumb TikTok song over and over again.
No, that kills me. But I just like looking at Instagram reels on my phone when I'm taking my time, my little busy 10-minute stage. I just go in, I reset my day right in the middle of the show. Then I come back.
Is that what it is? It's a day reset?
I think that's kind of what it is. I notice it with myself. It's like my body is a temple. It is set on a schedule. And that schedule at 4 o'clock every day, I go to the bathroom and that's my reset. Every day. You can ask Darius, ask Grant, ask Dan. That is my thing. 4 o'clock, I'm in the bathroom.
It's amazing as a society that the best mental health you can have is plopping your ass down on a toilet for 10 minutes and not talking with anybody.
I know.
Hey, that'd be a good therapist.
I know.
I'd say,
hey, buddy.
Yeah, Ryan, you come to me with your problems. Let me tell you what you need to do. You need to go sit on a toilet 20 minutes a day. Hey, I'm gonna write this note to your boss and let you know. He needs to give you 20 minutes of potty time at a time.
I need that. I'm telling you, like, it is like a nice little reset. That's why, like, even like here to tie this in with Christmas, like, I do this all the time.
Oh,
like,
I actually,
when family's over, like, I go to the bathroom.
I do that all the time. I say, well, this is what I do. I'm going to go use the upstairs bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even go to the upstairs bathroom. I'll go sit on the couch for 5 minutes and then go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Just be like, I can't hear it. I can't hear another one of your stories.
I know. I did that so many times this past Christmas. But then again, like, I just like going into the bathroom. Yeah. It's like, you know, you're going to have your peace and quiet.
My niece is screaming, all right, I got to go to the bathroom.
Hold on, sweetie.
you'll hear me flush when you stop crying.
Uncle Matt.
Uncle Matt.
Pinching off a grumpy. Yeah. I do that all the time, especially, like, I mean, with, like, I'm a kids guy. I like kids. But then again, when you have a bunch of brats running around Christmas, that's what they are. Like, we could get into that another day, but I just need my personal time.
I'm
going
to say the bathroom became the place to be over this Christmas. Because if you need time to yourself in the bathroom with your regular life, I'm imagining if you're at a family Christmas party.
Oh.
That place becomes heaven.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I love sitting in the bathroom.
Do you think maybe multiple people just hung out in the bathroom together?
So my brother's like that too.
He'll be like, just let me in. I gotta get away.
So, like, I've done the sitting in my room bit, but then again, like, if people see me walking out of my room, then they'll ask, like, oh, like, what were you doing? And I'm like, oh, just checking my phone, whatever. But sitting in the bathroom, you don't have to worry about getting caught. You just have to sit there on your phone. No one's going to hear you, and it'll be money. You know, That's what I like.
I'm going to start checking in on people.
You doing all right?
Yeah. Start knocking and say, hey, is everything all good in there? You're like, get away.
Yeah,
get away from me.
Yeah.
Well, you've been in there for 20 minutes. I don't know.
Oh, God. But
it's like, a big one.
Yeah. So, I mean, you could do that. My brother has done that to me. Like, he just puts me in awkward situations. That's just kind of the way brothers are. But I just feel like you need to respect people's privacy in the bathroom. They do what they need to do.
Probably.
That's just my thing.
All right. Well, we appreciate everyone listening to episode 65, The Two-Man Show. Drab will be back next week.
I guarantee you
we will have a lot of questions for him.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully he has
so many.
Hopefully he has an answer for us.
Uh-huh.
And who knows, this is our first investigation of the year.
This is. Yes.
And 2023. Oh yeah.
It's going to be 2023.
2023 is going to start with a bang.
I know. So, literally. I think Drab's ending is 2022 on a bang with that Fleshlight.
All right. Thank you guys again for listening.
Thank you.
I'm Matt Valdez, Ryan Clary. Make sure you tell your friends, family about Bit Season. Kind of spread the word. We're trying to get it to grow even more in 2023. Yes. And thank you, everyone, for supporting our sponsors, Don't Sleep Energy.
Of course.
And we'll see you guys next year.
We'll see ya.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.